Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
There you are. Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, our assignment from yesterday. What do you want in a relationship? Pardon, listen.
What do you want in a relationship? All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, hello. Isota speaking from Lima.
Hello, Isota.
Hi,
what are
so
you
great.
Seeing?
Oh, it's so great to hear from you. I missed everybody so much. You know, I came back and I had the work meetings every day at 11. It was like terrible. This is the first day I can finally call, and I'm so happy to hear your voice.
It starts feeling like a plot, doesn't it? It's like,
again, sorry, because you cut off. Hello?
It starts feeling like it's a plot. Like people are plotting
yeah.
against us, planning meetings right during our time together.
Yeah,
unfair.
Yeah, yeah. I usually actively move them, you know. Like I usually say, no, I'm busy. But since I was away from work, like for a month, you know, it was kind of a...
Yeah, they forgot you. They stopped paying attention
yeah,
to you.
Exactly. But, well... Well, anyway, yes, I really want to actively not have meetings at this time. But let's talk about the assignment.
Yes, let's do. What do you see?
What do you want in a relationship? You know, everybody's been saying this, but what practice really taught me is to want what, you know, that whatever is there is so beautiful and interesting, and I want it, you know. I'm talking about all relationships, not just love relationship, you know.
Right. So what you've seen, excuse me, is that you want what you have.
Exactly.
You want what you get.
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't change anything. I'm just curious to see what's here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Isota, what you just said is the whole thing. Because when we are curious to be with what is here, what we are not doing is going off into imagine land with egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. And those are really our two choices, right? We're either here where life is and with what is truly fascinating, or we're off in a conversation in conditioned mind that is old and stale and boring and is never going to give us a single thing that we want.
Exactly. You know what came up listening? You know, is the difference how good relationship or interesting relationship really are in life? You
mm-hmm.
know, like my relationship with practice or my current
mm-hmm.
relationship with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture of how good relationships are, the way they are portrayed to us by, you know, society, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And real good relationships are so much richer and so less trivial than the way they are portrayed, you know. Like,
yes.
There are differences and there are unexpected enriching things. You know, it's so different.
Right. Rich and textured.
Textured, oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Instead of greeting cards
Shadow,
where,
yeah, exactly.
You know, mom is always mom and dad is always dad and friends are always friends with that, as you say, that cultural spin by conditioning on how it should be, the right way to be.
Exactly.
No room for people in that.
I'm so thankful, you know, that I got to see that. Thanks
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to all the actors
yeah.
in my life that made me see it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, isn't it just the best? You know, we could do a series of greeting cards on that, right?
Ooh,
on being so thankful for everything that has brought us to where we are now, for everything we've seen and learned and the ways we've grown and the people who have supported and assisted us in that growth, We can do a whole, I'll write to Hallmark and tell them.
Yes, and thanking people for specific things that maybe they don't think that are those, but those are the things that enrichen us, you know, or
yeah.
made us feel well or made us grow
yeah.
or feel good. This is so
yeah.
great.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Well, I'm glad you're back with us, Isota.
I am. A lot
okay,
of hugs
good.
To everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Isota. I love that, right, Cherry, that life is technicolor and the ideal absolute that ego presents is so one-dimensional.
Yeah. Yeah, monochromatic.
Yeah. Kind of monochromatic.
Mousy, nondescript. Yeah.
Right, and that once we get that the greeting card is never possible because it's a poor imitation of life, we have to switch to the ability to be present to the dimensionality of it and accept that that's really the real thing.
Yes.
And that requires the letting go of that ideal that we long for that's never possible and that only leads us to a place of suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That if we had it, it would be so boring.
Mm-hmm.
Ego
yeah.
would be bored in a second of what it got, what it claims to want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha, this is Laura.
Aloha.
Hi. I love that idea of keep it simple greeting cards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that would be fun, wouldn't it? It'd be a fun Sangha project for everybody
yes.
to, so authentic greeting cards or greetings from authenticity.
Greetings from authenticity, and it could be like tweets, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've kind of already been doing it for a lot of years, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Mm.
So I made the list of qualities of a relationship. I'm not sure if that was the question. Qualities.
Yeah.
Or,
what do you want?
Oh, what do you want? What do you
mm-hmm.
want? Okay. And then I looked at the list, and it was again like curiosity and openness to change, and mutual respect, and those kinds of loving aspects. And, well, then I looked at it and went, yes, I have all of this with my children, and but I don't have all of those qualities with my husband. And then I was looking at it and saying, well, who says that? You know, because that's my latest thing is, okay, where did that information come from?
Uh-huh.
Because the standard was it has to be there 24/7 all the time, every day of the year. It's like this ideal fantasy that everything is going to be always loving and always mutually supportive
and
encouraging.
And another fiendish element of that, an unstated element. And he needs to be that way and deliver that in a way that speaks to me, regardless of how identified with ego I might be in any given moment.
Oh, I saw that the opposite. I need to be that way no matter how he is.
Uh-huh. Well, it'll be interesting to see what the dynamic is between those two opposites.
Yes, exactly.
Because mm-hmm. if you have to be that way, why doesn't he have to be that way? And by the way, he
uh-huh.
wasn't right then. You saw the look on his face when he said that. Yeah.
mm-hmm.
But you know that system does give us a big hint in that, right? Because the fact of the matter is, whatever anybody else is, however they're being or whatever they're doing, it really doesn't matter to us. it's only how we are that matters to us, that is really meaningful to us.
Yes.
Does that hang together?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Not from a should, not from an ego, you'd better, you need to, you're a bad person if you don't.
But from a place of choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That what you want to do is live in unconditional love. That's what you want for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And since that what we get is what we do, what we have is what we do, then it really makes it clear for whom this is really important.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I would say that's a big what?
I was just going to say that's a big chunk of truth.
Yeah, a big load of truth right there. And what that does then, of course, is put us squarely into the actual relationship that we want and that is available to us in this life, which is with ourselves.
Yes. So it's like what Ashwini talks about, the course correction. We kind of get off and then we come back to unconditional love and just that roadway of relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so then everybody in our life becomes a mirror for us to look in,
yes.
in which we can see if we've gotten a little off there and we might want a little course correction and move on in the direction that we choose. With, as we talk about in our other retreat, dealing with the only things that we actually have any control over or any say about, which is our own insides.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. That'd be a go happy, huh?
I think so.
Mahalo. And aloha. Uh-oh.
Thanks, Laura.
Oh, I thought I lost both of you there.
I think I did lose Laura, but we're here.
All right.
What here was dropping in for me around that? Right, Cherry, that oftentimes, I mean, the journey doesn't feel like this, but in everything that we encounter, there's a way in which we are invited to find in ourselves what it is that is not unconditionally loving, and that the transformation happens in that process of shifting from believing that the love is out there to where is there a lack of capacity to experience that love and the surrendering of that which stands in the way for us to be in relationship with unconditional love in every moment. And that wherever all our encounters are just allowing us to return something that's separate back into that unconditional love.
Oof. Yeah, that is another really beautiful element to this, that there's the service aspect, right? I recognize something in me that it has been caught there in suffering, dissatisfaction or separation or whatever it is. And rather than believing that that's me, and that I need to do a self-improvement program to get rid of that, to realize that that is something that is caught in suffering. And in bringing it into unconditional love and acceptance, it can be returned to what it authentically is, which is unconditional love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of what we struggle with is to let go the personal dimension for the universal, right? That the drama gets played out in the personal dimension, and it feels hard to let it go in that way and shift to that context of a different way of looking at it.
It's a little cleanup is not a good image, because that makes it sound like it's somehow dirty, and that's not it at all. But it's whatever image would work for plucking things out of a place where they're suffering, and bringing them into the light of unconditional love. That's what this practice gives us the opportunity to do.
Liberate.
Liberate. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Ashwini. It's Marianne from Vancouver.
Good morning, Marianne.
Well, this is very interesting. I've been in a little place of suffering and going, oh, yes, how could I open myself to let go of that suffering and just be with what is?
And with this conversation, Marianne, maybe bring that suffering into what is, right? Because the suffering is when something feels excluded from what is.
I have to meditate on that part of it. The situation is that it's not a relationship with a person; it's a relationship with a thing. So things operate on their own kind of system of zeros and ones, and humans, you know, I don't. And
well,
so
let me ask you this. What is the feeling about that you have about this thing?
Well, I feel very frustrated with it, and it's like I cannot communicate with it.
Well, let me ask you this though. Is the difficulty in the thing, or is the difficulty with the frustration?
Well, the difficulty is with the frustration and with myself that I've got hooked, because I thought I could do something, and I'm not able to do it.
Can you bring that into unconditional love and acceptance?
I think I got, this is an area of working to my edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Which is why we find ourselves in these places, right? Right. Ego is always nudging or shoving us out there to the edge, which we could say is a help, right? Because this is how we get to confront these things. And again, in the way we're talking about it today, bring them into the unconditional. Bring them into, okay. And so with this, Marianne, it's so interesting. The voices are saying you can't do this. Well, I bet you actually don't know that. You've run into frustration. So can you embrace that? Can that be okay that you're frustrated? And can you be with that frustration such that it doesn't have the ability to cause you to suffer? And then on the other side of that frustration, what else might be possible that the frustration has been keeping you from being able to be with?
Yeah, I think that what happens is when I feel frustrated and angry that something isn't the way it should be or how I want it to be, then
does have that little tinge of ego about it, doesn't it?
Yes.
When we just say it like that, I'm right with you.
And what happens is because I have that I'm in that, I cannot actually see what the answer is.
That's right. That's exactly the point. That is exactly the point. And I would say that is exactly ego's point.
Yes.
Keep you in a place of frustration so you cannot see what is possible for you. Now, that's all of us. Let's change it. Ego keeps us in frustration, depression, hopelessness, fear, anger, sadness, whatever it is, so that we stay stuck there with it rather than being able to go through whatever that is and get to what's possible for us.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, when I look at what do I want in a relationship, you know, it's all light and sunny and I want to be open and present. But when it comes down to the edge, the crunch, it's like,
That's right. But you're seeing it, aren't you? You're seeing the whole process right there on the edge.
And I
and as Winnie is fond of pointing out, we must encounter what we need to transcend.
Well, bless your heart for thinking that all the time.
And helping us remember the importance of that. Yeah, but it's not fun, is it? It's not fun when we're caught. It's not.
No, because it is it's painful.
Yeah.
And
Yep.
And I don't like to see myself suffer.
And this is where, that's right, which is, again, the whole point. Because now you have the opportunity to help her not suffer in these situations.
I think that's what the benefit of these classes have been overall, is seeing how all that conditioning is working and kind of examining it and
and
getting closer to being unconditional loving with myself.
Yes. And just to quickly lay this out, what's happening to you and to all of us is that you've been conditioned to think you are this conditioned human being. You don't know you're a conditioned human being until, you know, you get an insight into that. So you're this person. You're this Marianne person. And she struggles with this and suffers with that and likes that and is good at that and is happy about that and doesn't, okay? And all of that is just her. And then with practice, what we do is realize, oh, there's much more going on. There's the unconditional that is animating that human being. And there is the authentic human being that exists underneath all that conditioning. The authentic human incarnation onto whom all of this crapola got layered. Okay? And what you're articulating now, what you're seeing now is that you are moving into that unconditional, we could call it Buddha nature or the intelligence that animates or whatever, you're moving into that in order to take care of, protect, liberate in the suffering of that authentic human incarnation.
And what could a better relationship be but doing that?
None better. I don't know this, obviously, but if there were a purpose in life, I would be voting for that one.
Yes,
if there were such a thing. Yep. Because that is the opportunity that we have, right? We have the ability to end the suffering of a human being. That's our big opportunity.
And that's a pretty high
aspiration.
Aspiration.
Possibility.
Yeah,
yep,
aspiration.
It is. That's right. And we're up to it. We can do it.
Well, with help from you and Ashwini and the Sangha and my own determination and perseverance.
That's right.
I think I can.
I think we can. All right. Thanks, Marianne.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks,
Ashwini. Gosho. Thanks, Marianne.
Gosho.
Sherry, what struck me most is the question you said,
is the issue with the thing or with the frustration? Because it's always possible to communicate with the frustration, even if it's not possible to communicate with the thing.
Yes. Yes. And right. that
so you
is
can
the way
be
we're
in
just... Say it again?
Well, it's in the dialogue of that
yes.
we are with what is. And there is no
yes.
suffering, because as long as I am with that frustration, there is no suffering. There is no separation from it. That's
yes.
the transcendent, encounter and transcend process, right?
Yes, yes. And so with the specifics of that, there's the authentic human incarnation who is being told by conditioning, you can't do that. You can't. That's not possible. That's not working. You're not able. And the frustration, I would say, is actually a phony act on the part of ego, all designed to keep that authentic human incarnation in bondage and suffering. And then here comes the intelligence, the unconditional love and acceptance, and reaches out to that authentic human incarnation and says, "It's okay. It's okay. Let's just calm down here and sit and breathe a little bit. You're fine. You're absolutely fine." And over time, that authentic human incarnation and the unconditional love and acceptance build a relationship such that all of that egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate nonsense cannot affect their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're free.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Sherry, we have 2 more minutes. Shall we bring someone on, or shall we look at our assignment?
Let's
Here we go.
We can do it. We'll be fast. I'll calm
Next
down.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea.
Hi. What came up for me was simply kindness.
Mm-hmm.
That's all really the big thing for me.
Uh-huh. In your relationship with you, in your relationship with your close loved ones, friends, family,
yeah,
strangers.
just with anybody.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this. Do you have a cat?
A cat? No.
A cap. Make America kind again.
Oh, right, right, yeah. You know, I keep meaning to order it, and I need to put it on my list. But, you know, maybe that was part of it.
Put it on your list. Because
yeah.
even if you're not going to wear it, I'm not much of a ball cap wearer. but I like to keep it with me. It, you know, it's sitting right across from me right now.
Wow.
When I go in the car, I put it on the dashboard of the car. So it's kind of like our beads, you know. They're always there. It's always there as a reminder that this is what I'm going for. This is my aspiration, as we were just talking with Marianne.
Yeah, because I feel like I've been coming out with a battle with ego, very unkind, for the last several weeks. So.
This is perfect timing.
Yes, being able to see the possibility. So.
Yes, well, and I hope lots of recordings, you know, lots of recordings about how it feels when you get pulled into unkindness, and what it feels like when you're living in kindness and choosing kindness and aware of kindness in your life, when that's at the front of conscious awareness, what that difference is. So that you remember how important it is to you?
Yeah, I need to do more of that. I mean, what has amazingly been happening is I've had these conversations in my head that have been very unkind, that have kept coming up and coming up regarding, you know, relationship. And but what I have been doing is what's been coming up spontaneously is either, you know, drop the conversation or instead say, "I love you."
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good for you. Now that is all the proof you need that practice works.
Yes.
Right? And the more you reinforce that by listening to the recordings, the more mm-hmm. that's going to spontaneously appear in your head as would counterpoint be as a contrary to that negativity.
Right.
So exactly. That's very good. All right, order a hat, get the recordings
okay.
going. It's a happier time.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks Andrea.
Bye-bye.
And that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry. Our assignment for today is, what won't you give in that relationship?
Ooh,
in relationship,
what won't
rather.
You, what won't you give in relationship? All right. Good. Well, thank you. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Treasure yourself.
And we'll talk again on Monday.
And on Monday, that's right. It's Friday. Oh, yes. Thank you. We got two more assignments, Saturday and Sunday. All right. Very good. Thanks again.
Take care, Sherry.
Bye-bye.